Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
To the work, we are servants of God. Let us follow the path that our Master has drawn. With the balm of his counsel, our strength to renew. Let us do with our might what our hands find to do.
Yeah, welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day for our devotion. So if you are still laying on your bed and you are still pondering on whether you should take your devotion today, I want to say you are doing the wrong thing. Because right now, it's time to fellowship with God. If this is the first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. And we get to dive into the deep revelation in the Word of God. So I'd like to welcome you all. And if you've been very frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody to tell somebody. To tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Spread the good news and invite somebody to this platform. Like I always say on this show, you might just be saving a soul. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the seventh day in the month of January 2025, and we are indeed grateful for a brand new day. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, When God Promotes. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 4 of our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 4, to the work, we are servants of God. To the work, we are servants of God. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Genesis 24 to 25. Genesis from chapter 24 to chapter 25. Our memory verse today is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1, which says, "This is a true saying, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desired a good work." 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1. "This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desired a good work." Our Bible reading is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 from verse 1 to 10. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 from verse 1 to 10. From verse 1 it reads, "For you yourself know, brethren, that our coming to you was not in vain. But even after we had suffered before and were spitefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God in much conflict. For our exhortation did not come from error or uncleanliness, nor was it deceit, but as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, who tests our hearts. For neither at any time did we use flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak for covetousness. God is witness, nor did we seek glory from men, either from you or from others, when we might have made demands as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, just as nursing mother cherishes her own children, so affectionately longing for you. We were well pleased to impact you, not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us. For you remember, brethren, our labor and toil for laboring night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you. We preach to you the gospel of God. You are witnesses in God also, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we have behaved ourselves among you who believe. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manner today reads: when I see Christians celebrating because they have been promoted to higher positions of influence in God's kingdom, I wonder if they really know what serving God is about. When someone is promoted from leading 10 people to leading 100 people in God's kingdom, such a fellow should be sober. This is because the demons that will be posted to bring him or her down will not only increase in number but also in rank. Also, he or she will become accountable to God for more people. It is tough enough to be accountable for one person, let alone multiple people. When Joshua was promoted to become the national leader of Israel, God had to tell him multiple times to be courageous. Why then do people celebrate when they are given greater assignments in the kingdom? Could it be because their focus is not on the work but on the prestige and benefits that comes with the new office? If God puts you in charge of the souls of men, you must recognize that at the end of your life here on earth, you will give account to God for every soul that he puts in your care. In John chapter 17, verse 12, Jesus said, "While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou givest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled." If Jesus could give an account of people in his care while he was on earth, how much more his disciples? This is why James 3 verse 1 says that the judgment for those who are leaders in his kingdom will be greater than that of others. Therefore, the more people you are teaching the word of God and discipling, the more people you will have to give account for. This invariably means that when God promotes you, you have to work, fast, and pray more. When I was pastoring just a few people within one state in Nigeria, I used to sleep all night. During this period, one day, I saw my father and the Lord praying all night, and I was worried. In the morning, I asked him if all was well. He laughed and told me that I would understand later. Now I understand, because all night prayers have also become my lifestyle. When you serve God, it will promote you. However, you must take the promotion as an opportunity to work harder. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, the meaning of promotion in God's kingdom is more work and sacrifices. The meaning of promotion in God's kingdom is more work and sacrifices. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us today. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour, you see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praise-radio.com and on our mobile app, which you can find on Play Store and Apple Store. This will give you access to all our amazing shows that we have for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again, until we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.